changed little in the past 20 years. To date, the best available treatment is chemotherapy. But there's a new international drugs trial in Ireland for the treatment of small cell lung cancer. This drug has been called a stealth bomber, as it can target only the cancer cells and it will avoid damaging healthy cells. Now, joining me now is Linda Coate, oncologist with University Hospital Limerick and Cancer Trials Ireland, to talk about the drug trial of Rova-T. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Pat. Thank you for having me on the show.
Now, let's talk. Are there different kinds of lung cancer? Because I said small cell lung cancer. What's the difference?
So, yes, there are. So, small cell lung cancer comprises about 15% of all lung cancers that we see, and traditionally has been really quite a stubborn and very, very serious illness. And we treat it with chemotherapy. And that has changed very little over the last 25 years.
So That's basically bombarding everything with a chemical.
Exactly. So it's if you like, we sometimes use the imagery of weaponry and warfare in the treatment of cancer. So that is like an indiscriminate...
carpet bombing.
Exactly, like a B-42, something like that. Whereas this new drug is a little bit like a heat-seeking missile. It's much more
precise. We'll talk about how it works at the moment. But one of the issues with this small cell lung cancer appears to be that you have your chemo and you're clear. And if it comes back, and it's very much more difficult to treat.
It is, absolutely. So about 70% of patients will experience really quite a dramatic response to chemotherapy. But unfortunately, in nearly all patients with this type of disease, the disease, as you say, comes back and comes back really with increased vigour and is very resistant to further treatments.
All right, so you buy time effectively with the chemotherapy, but if it's going to come back, it's going to be more virulent and
difficult to treat, and patients really suffer from this disease.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, this new stealth bomber, this Rova-T, explain. How does it actually work?
So this drug, Rova-T, is something called an antibody drug conjugate. And really, it's like an antibody, which is a protein which acts, as I said, like a heat-seeking missile, which then delivers the actual chemotherapy into the cell in a much more precise way, which avoids harming healthy cells that surround it.
But how does it identify the cancer cell?
So it looks for a protein called DLL3, which is expressed on about 80% of small cell lung cancer cells, and it's attached to the chemotherapy portion. So it delivers the chemotherapy into these cells that express this DLL3 marker.
We were talking during the commercial break about the analogies we're looking for.
Yes.
I was suggesting that it might be like a docking station in space that, you know, if the Russians, the Americans do, of course, talk to each other, so the American thing will dock. Yes. With the Russian space station. But the idea that they wouldn't dock, or in fact you can take a simpler one on Earth here. If you tried to stick an Android charger into an iPhone, it won't go in.
Exactly.
So that's probably the best example.
That's a really super analogy, absolutely, for this type of drug. Which offers real hope for small cell lung cancer patients in Ireland. And we're running this trial in four hospitals in the country.
Now, how many people every year contract this particular disease?
So in terms of lung cancer generally, of which this is a type of this disease, there's about 1,800 patients
who die
from lung cancer
every year.
Yes, so it's the most common cause of cancer death.
Yes. Yeah. And what fraction will be treatable by this if it turns out to be the magic bullet?
So we hope to have about a dozen patients in the country who will access this trial.
Now, it's a much bigger trial. I mean, it's not just in Ireland they're going to trial this.
Absolutely. So this is a huge global effort, and this is hopefully going to enrol 740 patients across the globe in 172 hospitals. So we are really, really pleased at Cancer Trials Ireland that we got this trial into Ireland for Irish patients, and we're even more pleased that we got four hospitals involved in it.
Now, the reason they're trialing it is that they think it'll work. So, you know, the chemistry is there.
Yes.
This docking mechanism they know works, presumably in the Petri dish. Yes. Have they had animal testing yet?
So it's gone through animal testing, and it's gone through early trials in humans a number of years ago, and it showed really quite promising results in patients who had small cell lung cancer. And it's really these promising early results
What was the delay? You know, if you had these promising early results and now we're only getting to the extensive trial stage.
Well, I suppose drug development really is a very lengthy and laborious process, and it can take that long to engage something of this magnitude. So 172 hospitals, a huge pharmaceutical company, AbbVie is the manufacturer of this drug, and then cooperation from oncologists throughout the world and cancer organisations like Cancer Trials Ireland.
Now, this will be a double-blind trial, I presume, so that there will be a dozen people, half of them will get the drug, half of them won't get the drug, both will be monitored absolutely, because even the caring staff won't know.
No, and that's exactly what a double-blind study is like. So the patient doesn't know whether they're getting the active drug, and the treating teams critically don't know whether the patients are getting the active drug. But again, critically, the patients are all monitored exactly the same, with the same degree of really quite intense scrutiny and rigour, whether they are receiving the active drug or not. And that is true for all of the 740 patients on the study.
I mean, part of the reason, of course, is the placebo effect. They've got to isolate for that if they possibly can.
Absolutely, and to recognise any differences that are seen within the groups and to attribute them correctly. So to attribute, for instance, an improvement in survival, which is what we really hope for from this trial, to the drug and not to other factors.
Now, 12 people out of a very large cohort, how will they be selected?
So as I've said, the trial will run in four of the designated cancer centres in Ireland. So it's running in Waterford with Dr. Anne Horgan, in St. Vincent's University Hospital with Dr. Emer Hanrahan, and in St. James's Hospital with Dr. Sinead Cuff, as well as in University Hospital Limerick, where I work in my own practice. Now, we are accepting referrals, and we are using the Cancer Trials Ireland network, which is very effective, and we have a proven track record of trying to access novel drugs for patients suffering from all kinds of cancers using this referral network.
I mean, there will probably be a queue of people who might be suffering from this condition. When they hear you today, you'll say, mm-hmm. I want to be there, I want to be on that trial, because it's a potential lifesaver.
For sure, and there are patients on waiting lists in other centres already. Having said that, the first place is always to talk to one's own doctor, so one's GP and one's oncologist, if a patient is diagnosed with this type of disease.
Now, you mentioned that it locks on to 80% of the cells. What about the other 20%? Are they going to cause ongoing trouble? Or will they, if this thing works, will they also be zapped in some way?
So I suppose that's one of the questions that is hopefully going to be answered by the trial. And we often find that we understand a huge amount about the disease itself as well as the treatment because of this really close scrutiny that occurs during the process of a clinical trial. So it adds to the science and the knowledge of a disease process itself as well as the mechanism of the drug.
If it is to work, and I don't know how long the trial will last.
I suppose it will last approximately 2 to 3 years.
2 to 3 years. Mm-hmm. How long then before the drug will be commercially available, and at what cost?
So this is often a huge question in cancer medicine, very timely, and the subject of much debate.
But this is a common enough condition globally, so
this is absolutely
there is a market for this. So the manufacturers of the drug will get their money back. If enough people use it, the price comes down, because the research cost is spread over more patients, if you like.
It can be, and I suppose that actually informs one of the real attractions of running clinical trials in Ireland and making sure that our patients have access to drugs before they're commercially available. And in some cases, access to drugs that are commercially available but not yet funded, we can access all kinds of drugs for our patients through the mechanism of clinical trials, and therein lies a huge attraction, as well as the many other attractions for running them.
Now, the final question about Rova-T is,
yes.
Is it a treatment that will cure, or is it a treatment that will maintain?
So we don't know. It is unlikely that it will cure, unfortunately, but this is one of the questions that's being answered
because
by the study.
Therein lies the cost issue as well. If you take a course and it costs $1 million or whatever,
yes.
But you're cured,
yes.
That's perfect. But if
yes.
It costs $1 million and you're going to have to take it for the next 20 years to keep you alive,
yes.
That has a different implication for the state's coffers.
Of course. And I suppose that's a very big question, perhaps for another day, about the astronomical and exponential cost of drugs. But again, all public and private patients can access clinical trials through the designated cancer centres. And if they have any questions about it, cancertrials.ie is a really good resource. And this provides information about all cancer trials running in Ireland. And all of the oncologists working in Ireland, or 95% of the oncologists working in Ireland, are members of Cancer Trials Ireland, and we really try and endeavour to get access in an equitable fashion across the island of Ireland for cancer patients.
All right, well, cancertrials.ie is the place to go. And Dr. Linda Coate, oncologist with University Hospital Limerick and Cancer Trials Ireland, thank you very much for joining us.
Many thanks, Pat.
Now, coming up, do you have parents or relatives in a nursing home? We'll find out how you could save thousands.